Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, you know what time it is. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. 8 days until the first round of the NFL draft next Thursday night. So yesterday afternoon, Howie tried to talk around what they're going to do, their plans, need, all that kind of stuff. Well, the mock drafters, they don't care what Howie says. They're going to do their mocks. And today we have one. This one's a 7-rounder. Every pick of the draft, The Athletic has it. Dane Brugler wrote it. Here's what he's got. Number one overall. I haven't seen anyone not have Caleb Williams number one for like 2 months. It's a lock. Caleb Williams number one to the Bears. Number two, Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU to the Commanders. Number three, the Patriots stay there and select Drake May, quarterback North Carolina. Number four, a common trade-up that we see a lot in these mocks. J.J. McCarthy is the fourth pick. The Vikings move up in a trade with the Cardinals to get McCarthy. Number five, the Cardinals, after dropping back to 11, trade back up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. So there's the top five picks in the draft. Hugh, let's move our way down to number 22. The Philadelphia Eagles on the board, and they select Amarius Mims, offensive tackle from Georgia. The way it's written here, it says it would be an ideal landing spot for the inexperienced Mims. He's made just 8 starts in college, but can graduate from Stoutland University and become the tackle of the future. The Athens to Philadelphia pipeline remains fruitful. What do you think, Hugh? Amarius Mims, the 22nd pick.
21-year-old project. This is a guy that's probably not going to be coming in and asked to play a whole lot. You talk about 8 starts and being a first-round draft pick. I think that's pretty impressive. I don't have a problem with them taking offensive linemen, but I'm not going to lie, Joe. If you're taking a guy on a team that has a lot of needs as far as defensive needs, and we know we need to get some depth on that offensive line, I'm thinking more of a guy that can play immediately. This feels like a reach to me. It just feels like a little bit of a reach when you talk about the needs that this team has and getting a guy who has been, like you just pointed out, is going to be a project.
It feels like a luxury pick. I mean, it really it's a kind of pick a team that doesn't feel like they need anything take. So I have said a lot the last month when we've done these that I totally can understand the point of the offensive line.
Yes.
I do not think the right guard position is solidified. I think it's a major question mark. And if they took a tackle that could play guard for a year or two, play it well, and then move back to tackle when Lane is done, I see the logic in that. This one's a different story. I mean, you'd almost be guaranteeing he doesn't play. You know what this almost feels like?
It feels like
Mailata, but in the first round. Like a guy that you see it, like when
you
look
at
him.
You see the benefit of taking him at that position.
But you got to wait a couple years.
Yeah, and right now, I would feel more comfortable. Like I said, I don't mind taking an offensive lineman with that first pick, but I don't want to take somebody that's a project and I have to reach for. If there's other viable options out there. Even I would not be mad at them if they felt on their draft board that there was nobody there that they feel that they could get at 22 to move back.
Well, yeah, sure. If you move back and take a player like this, it makes more sense. It would be – the Eagles have sent mixed messaging a lot this offseason. Like Saquon is a win-now move. Trading Hassan Reddick is not a win-now move.
Yeah.
This would not be a win-now move. This would be a franchise-down-the-line move, which, look, I don't know enough about this kid to tell you. He only started 8 times at college. For me to sit here and say he's going to be a bust, I don't know that. Maybe he'll be a premier tackle in 3 years. But that's 3 years from now. Kyle, I have disagreed with you on the idea that offensive line is a mistake. This would be, like, the extreme of the offensive line because the way everyone talks about him, he's probably not going to even help next season. He needs to learn that much.
Of all the mock drafts and all the people projected the Eagles to take at 22, this is by far the most idiotic. If they draft Amarius Mims, 22nd overall pick in the draft, I am replacing the Fire Howie sign from across the studio on that bridge.
Does it count? Because I said a few weeks ago that I think I'm predicting it's going to come back. Does it count if...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You put it back? Or is it like, did we set that
you
up?
You know what? I think it does count because I am a very pro Howie guy.
I know you are.
This would be a complete 180 for me on how I view Howie Roseman if I'm the one that puts that sign back up. So, I mean, I would think, it's up to you to decide, I would think that would count. But no, this is, I mean, this is stupid. You know that I want a guy who can come in and play right away. I think we both agreed yesterday, and you just said it, that an offensive lineman at this spot in the draft, especially if he's not going to start, is a luxury pick.
Right.
And I know you rarely associate that term with an offensive lineman. That's what we referred to Bijan as last year. The Eagles had that luxury last year. I don't think they have the luxury this year, especially of using the one pick in the draft that they have in the first round. On an offensive lineman, he's what you said, started eight games?
Eight games in
college.
That's
absurd. What are we talking about here? Dane Brugler, never do a mock draft again.
Or maybe he knows something. Maybe that's why he put him in there.
He better not know something.
Let's hope he does. And again, this kid might turn out to be a good offensive lineman. It's an odd position to be in if you're the Eagles, because the way I think you get people on board with the lineman is he plays guard for a year. He starts. He helps Saquon Barkley run for 1,500 yards. He helps Jalen Hurts stay upright. If this kid's just going to sit and watch, I mean, Stoutland University, it's not really a school. This is a football team. Like, we have to play actual games starting in September. So that one, again, like the Mailata thing worked amazingly well for them. He was taken late in the draft. Like, that's a totally different story. All right, so Amarius Mims is the pick here in this mock draft. All right, an update on a guy that I've brought up a lot because he's the guy I am staking my – I'm putting the flag in the ground. I want Cooper DeJean.
Coop.
Hugh, this came out this morning from Ian Rapoport. Cooper DeJean, a likely first-rounder who impressed the pro day, only had 4 days available for top 30 visits, right? He was hurt. He had to do his pro day later. So usually these kids go on these, like, all the visits, right? They go in their top 30 visits. They could visit a bunch of teams. He only had time for four. So he had to be selective on which teams he said he would go visit. He spent those days with the Steelers, the Seahawks, the Bills, and the Eagles. So I think there's obviously some mutual interest here. They wanted to bring him in, but yeah, he chose to come here for a visit.
Yeah, and that's probably because his agent's talking about it, and he's talking about some of the teams you could potentially play for right now. Because I'm pretty sure for Cooper, he wants to get on the field as quickly as possible. And you looking at this Philadelphia Eagles team, I mean, there's two positions that you could likely play.
So here's what caught my eye as well this morning. So FanDuel has props you could bet on for different players, like where they'll get picked. And I'll just give you an example. Like, they have Brock Bowers, and his over-under for draft position is 12.5. So if you think he'll be picked before the 12th pick or below, whatever. Do you know where, Hugh, do you know where they have Cooper DeJean's number? Like, his draft spot, the number he'll get drafted as.
What's that?
They have it at 22.5. That is the Eagles pick, right? 22.
Mm-hmm.
So the over-under on where Cooper DeJean will be picked in the draft is set right now at 22.5. You can either bet the over, which means he gets taken 23 or later, or the under, 22 or below. It's set right at the Eagles pick.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting that they would do that. That would be the highest corner taken at that position since my man Lito. So, yeah, he's going to come in. He's going to play.
I'd be shocked if he'd get in the field as a rookie in some capacity. So that's the name I keep coming back to. He did visit the Eagles, and I think we're consensus here. This Amarius Mims pick is a little out of left field if that's what the Eagles
do. It's a little much. I mean, you know, like I said, I wouldn't mind an offensive line, but, yeah, not reaching for one.
Well, I like the idea of the offensive line that could help in the first year because they certainly may need help. Otherwise, we got a guy out there that, you know, redshirting for an entire year doesn't happen much anymore.
This ain't college. We need some players. We need some ballers.
Other than quarterback, does it happen for anybody? I mean, it's pretty rare.
It doesn't even have a quarterback really anymore.
Not much. Sometimes Jordan Love.
Yeah.
But you, I mean, right?
Yeah, that was a serious red shirt.
Right, and because he was behind Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that like you don't have like Hall of Fame.
Doesn't it kind of pretend on just like where the team is at though in their window of contention? Like the Eagles are not in a position where you're taking a guy, especially like in this window to sit behind somebody. for a couple years. Well, with the amount of holes that they have on their team and the window they're in.
Let me bring up the Packers one. Obviously, that's a little different because quarterback's so important, right? And they got their heir apparent to Rodgers. But I remember seeing people were upset because Packers were good then, right? Rodgers was in the midst of – he won two MVPs after they drafted Love. So I remember people saying, like, what if they used that pick on another player? Maybe they would have won more. So it all factors.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.